Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
And this week we have a special guest.
I am Binky from the Discord.
And welcome to episode number 92. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. We don't have Mark today, so I guess I'm going to have to pull up the information.
You have to do it. I don't do it.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
We played Splitgate. It is currently in beta. Came out in 2019.
May 24th of 2019, developed by 1047 Games. It is a free-to-play multiplayer first-person shooter.
You might know them from other games such as Splitgate. This is their only game, is what I mean to say.
This is their first and only game. And it started out as a four-man team, and now I believe they're up to six people, but they're also trying to get the that number up more just to facilitate this game because it has exploded on the internet.
I'm wondering if their team is made up of like developers from Halo or Portal for obvious reasons.
That I'm not sure about. That's a good question, too.
Gameplay.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I don't see anything. So that was my what I was wondering about. So like Scott said, it's a first person shooter, but it pulls heavily from two specific games, Halo and Portal. So really, you can just think of Halo's multiplayer, where your characters have the ability to create the portals you've seen in Portal. There's an A and B portal. You press one button, it opens one end. You press another button, it opens the other end. And then you can walk through it either way. So what, how do I explain it? Okay, so it is, what is it, a 5-on-5?
Well, the standard mode is 5-on-5, but then there's other modes as you unlock your levels for the ranked modes, and those are, there's a 3-on-3, and then there's a 4-on-4 in the ranked.
And are those like elimination style, or, because I didn't get into those.
So, okay, so at rank 15, you unlock the 4-on-4, and I believe that's just a regular standard multiplayer, but the 3-on-3, you unlock at level 20, and that one consists of, as you're killing your opponents, or they're killing you, as each person is eliminated, they get a countdown timer, similar to anybody who's played Warzone on the Resurgence map, where if you had a player alive after your countdown timer hit zero, you got to respawn. So in the 3-on-3 mode, if all three players are killed, the other team wins that round. And I believe it's, I want to say it was five rounds. I watched a streamer play it. I have not unlocked it myself because I think I'm only at level 10. What was that?
I said I believe it's best out of seven or maybe six.
Okay, so best out of six. So if you win four matches, you've won then.
That would be seven. Yeah, so I didn't get that far. So when you first start playing the game, I got dumped into just a typical team matchmaking. So I did team deathmatch. We had SWAT, now the game pulls so much from Halo, even to the game modes and the titles of the game modes, like SWAT, which is basically one headshot kills. And then they have shoddy snipers and things like that. So you also, with your portal hopping, you have a jetpack with a limited amount of fuel, so you can jump and kind of glide a little bit, get some movement. But definitely the being called Splitgate, the main mechanic is that portal element. And it actually creates some really cool things. You can use it to flank opponents. But what I tended to do the most was actually use it as a way to create sniper towers. And so there is a map where, and now you can only shoot your portals on certain parts of the map. you'll see this gridded area and you can
just shoot. Like in Portal.
I thought Portal, you could do it pretty much anywhere.
No, Portal has a specific, like, it's a specific, what's the word I want to use?
Surface?
Yeah, a specific surface that you could do it on. And then actually in Portal 2, you could create those surfaces with this gel that would create the surface on whatever you splashed it onto. But yeah, there's just like in Portal, you have a specific surface that you're able to put it on, whereas all the other surfaces you can't.
Right. And so there would be like one of the maps has like tall towers on the outside that have that surface on it. And I just shot one of mine up there. And then in the little cubby I was in, shot the other end, and I was able to peek through and snipe through the portal. And that's when the game really kind of sparks your imagination a little bit and allows you to be creative in the way you play. I played on PC and found the controls to be very intuitive for me, which I'm not really super comfortable with PC controls, generally speaking. I've just grown up a console gamer, but I found it to be more than adequate.
Yeah, and the thing about the portals, too, is you yourself can only see through your own portals, whereas everybody else can't see through your portals, including your teammates
now, can the
and your enemies.
Can they travel through them?
They can travel through them. In fact, there's an achievement that you travel through your opponent's portals.
Okay.
And actually, I think, and I'm not sure because I never did it myself, but there is an achievement for portal kills. So I believe that if an opponent goes through your portal right when you shut it, you can kill them.
Are you sure that's not getting kills through the portal?
No, because there's a separate stat for getting kills through the portal.
Interesting.
There's actually a getting kills through a portal and getting portal kills.
You can kill yourself through a portal.
Oh, so you could close it on yourself?
No, I mean you can make two portals and then look at yourself going through the other one and kill yourself.
Oh, nice.
I did not know that. So
you can shoot yourself through the portal?
I didn't notice, is there, what is it, friendly fire in this? Can you shoot your friends?
No. I didn't notice friendly fire.
Okay.
And I don't think there was.
You can only shoot yourself. Got it.
Yeah. Now, I want to say this game is very self-aware, too, and the developers have done that totally on purpose. And I say that because...
I don't think you can accidentally be self-aware, just...
Well, yeah, no, I'm obviously, but no, but they poke fun on the fact that this is
Halo
reminiscent
Portal.
Of Halo.
Yeah.
They poke the fun of that. There's a free battle pass during the beta where if you get through the battle pass, one of the sprays in the game that you can get was I played Splitgate before it was cool.
Mm. Is that a Halo reference?
Well, no, that's a reference to, you know, you played in the beta. This is,
I see.
And then, but there is a game mode currently while we're recording this. And I think it's one of those game modes that's actually on rotation. But it's very similar to the kill confirmed on Call of Duty.
Oh.
Where you have to pick up the dog tags. But to collect the dog tags, you actually have to teabag your opponent and your teammates to pick up the quote unquote dog tags. And they look like an actual teabag too.
That's
it's hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's that's really toxic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just good fun. I think just everybody where the game mode insists that you teabag, it actually sort of takes the teeth out of teabagging. You know, I mean, where you have to, it's no longer an insult. Whereas if you go out of your way to teabag someone when it's not called for, that's when it's rude.
Yeah, but that was just, it was hilarious when I saw that. I was like, yes. And then that mode you would unlock at level 10, if I'm not mistaken.
That's awesome.
There is, correct me if I'm wrong, Lincoln, there was 12 weapons in the game?
I don't remember the exact amount of weapons.
I think it's 12 because it's like, when you're on the your skins page, their locker room, whatever. It's like three across and then I think however many, four down. And I think that's what it is. But they you know, they make reference to not only a lot of Halo stuff, but they make reference to Doom, the original Doom, with the BFB, which is the big bleeping bat.
Yeah.
That would be the BBB.
It's the BFG from Doom. Had the same name except BFG because it was a gun.
Exactly. And that's the type of things I talk about when I'm saying this game is like self-aware. They've really gone out of their way to throw in all these references in this game. But there is, so that I know there's a sniper rifle. There is the battle rifle.
SMG,
there is an SMG.
Like a DMR.
Yep.
The carbine.
There's, the carbine. There's a rocket launcher. There's the BFB, which is basically
the
kind of like
right?
the energy sword. No, it's actually it's more like the energy sword in the way it acts, but you do swing it like it would be the hammer, but it doesn't do like the gravity hammer type of effects.
Okay.
Let's see what else is there. There was there's plasma rifle. There's a pistol. I'm missing something. A shotgun.
There's the one you have to charge up and then it one shots them.
Oh, the rail gun. I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
Post in the comments.
Yeah, exactly. Come in our Discord and tell us how wrong we are. And it is noted that, you know, because of the portal mechanics, if you say there was one level, and I can't remember what the name of the level is, but there's like a sign in the level that you can throw one portal on off to the side, and then all the way at the bottom of the level, there's this platform. And as you're falling towards that platform, if you throw a portal on that, if you've got one on the sign, you fall through the portal at the exact same speed that you're falling, so you like rocket out of that one to like the buildings that are adjacent from that where you had originally put that portal. Mm-hmm. So there's all those types of things that you can do with the portal mechanics and the gravity and everything.
Now, do you know? Yes, they can't see through your portal, but let's say I'm sniping through a portal. Can someone just go ahead and lay down some fire in that portal and hit me, even though they can't see through it?
Yeah.
Yes, they can. Okay. And that's actually also an achievement as well as a statistic that you can get in the game.
Okay.
You can tell when somebody is behind a portal because it flashes.
Okay, that's good to know because it needs something like that. Otherwise, it'd just be like sniper towers the whole time.
Yeah, no, there is that ability to, like, I guess it flashes. Honestly, I haven't noticed the flash. I saw, like, a tooltip about it. How does it flash, Lincoln? I'm not sure.
It just kind of blinks and gets a little bit brighter.
Okay, is it like a constant blinking if they're behind it, or is it just, like, a one-time?
I think it's constant.
Okay, that's cool. So you can see that at least. And also there's grenades, and the grenades, the only thing they're used for is to close enemy portals.
Is that what they, cause I was throwing them at the enemy and it wasn't doing anything. So
yeah, no, I have not noticed that it does any sort of damage to enemies. It's only for closing portals.
Okay.
And you can close your own portals too with the D-pad.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're on console
and on PC there, it's, V and X, you would just close your. And you could choose which one to close, but I didn't mess with that too much because I have a hard time remembering which portal I put where and which one I should be using next. I think that will just come through time. So one thing we should mention is that as of this recording, the queue times are crazy. They're not nearly as crazy as they were, but like this morning I got in no problem. And then after lunch, I went to go and play, and I couldn't get in, so I went to their Twitter, and it was like a 40-minute queue time. And I understand this is a small team. They probably don't have a lot of money. Hopefully, they're doing well with their microtransactions and all, and they can pay for more server capacity. But right now, it's real hard to get into this game in a literal sense. You log in and you just wait.
The other day it got a lot better because they increased the capacity of the servers, the concurrent player count, but I believe they're going to keep increasing it, and I think by the time the game fully releases, there won't really be a queue anymore, because the servers are just too small for this explosion in popularity.
Yeah, and I think for sure and they did not see it coming.
Yeah, and to this is what they had said when they originally tried to release the open beta. They had gone from 400 current or concurrent users at a time, which means, you know, that's 400 people playing at one time. They went from 400 up to 75,000, and that's all their servers could handle at the time. And so people weren't able to get in the servers then. And right after that happened, they had a meeting with some company and secured $10 million worth of funding. And they've slowly been trying to get more servers on it and increase the load on it. I think they're up to 150,000 concurrent, if I'm not mistaken, as of the time of this recording. Last time I know, it was like 100,000.
Huge numbers, anyway. Oh, like, there's a lot of games that can't pull that now from AAA studios, you know?
Well, the day, or no, 2 days after they dropped the open beta on consoles, they had over 2 million downloads. And so this has just been huge. And there's a lot of streamers that have, because of what's happened with Call of Duty and Activision Blizzard, have jumped off of Call of Duty, and also because of the cheaters and stuff that are that on Warzone.
Too, because there was already a good enough reason to leave before the lawsuit. So
yeah, so a lot of those Warzone streamers have jumped off of Warzone and jumped on Splitgate instead. And so a lot of them are streaming. I noticed too, Namek checked it out for us, but if you do log into the servers and you stay AFK, it doesn't log you out. So there may be an issue with that where people are just hanging out there and not logging off.
If they added a timer to how long you could be in it, the queue times would be like non-existent.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I think it would help to at least time out the inactive people. You know, like if you're playing and you're actively continue to play and you can play all day, that's one thing. But if you're just sitting there leaving yourself logged in so you don't have to worry about queuing up later, that sucks for anybody else who's trying to wait to get in.
Yeah. Especially with the free battle pass that's there currently, people are trying to finish that and they can't log in to finish it.
Well, if you want to play this, there are peak times, and the evening is not the time to try to play this. I had more success in the morning and early afternoon, but then once I started hitting 3 o'clock on the weekend or 5 o'clock on the weekday, there's no getting into this game.
Well, I think that around 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, they're resetting the servers, and that's kicking everybody off, and that's why there's no queue times in the morning.
Yeah. I got right in this morning, but then, like I said, haven't been able to get back in since.
Yeah, peak evening time, it's hard to get in. And that's evening time in the U.S. I think that's it for gameplay, other than, I mean, all the modes. I didn't get to play all of them, but like you said, there's the sniper shotties, there's the team SWAT, there's the teabag confirmed.
One in the chamber.
That mode? So when you shoot, you only have one bullet. You have to kill somebody with that bullet, and then when you kill somebody, it reloads one bullet. So it's like, was that in that GoldenEye, the Golden Gun?
No, Golden Gun was more one-hit kills.
Well, this is still one-hit kills, but if you shoot and miss, you don't have a bullet for the next person.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun to me, but
it's very fun.
You got to shoot your shots, that's all. Hit your shots.
I get that. But I don't tend to do that.
not right away, right?
But yeah, I tend to hit my shots later.
Domination, King of the Hill.
Oh, yes, and Oddball, which is like a capture the flag type of thing.
Well, they had Oddball and Halo, and they're not even hiding that this is, the Marines look like Space Marines from Halo, like your characters, and it makes it easy for me as a lifelong Halo guy to pick up and be like, oh, this feels comfortable. Like, I know what this is. which is nice because we haven't got a Halo game in a long time. And Infinite has been sort of, we're not sure what's happening with it. But maybe this can give us a clue as to when Halo goes free to play, how's that going to affect this game, you know, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think that's all for the gameplay aspects of this.
VIP?
Oh, VIP. I didn't get to play VIP. What does VIP do exactly?
One person on each team, it'll go back and forth between the players, but one person at a time will be assigned with the role of the VIP. You have 200 health, but you can't use portals, and you can only score by killing the VIP.
Okay. And there's one VIP on each team that has to be killed?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's like a defend the king.
Yes.
Yeah, you just...
I think there was a King of Hills as well, wasn't there?
Well, yeah. King of the Hill is different. King of the Hill is basically just hold an area.
King of the Hill is domination, but there's only one objective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what King of the Hill in Halo was anyways, wasn't it?
Sure.
The hill would move every,
yes,
like 3 minutes or something like that, and then you would have to hold that point. So yeah, domination is King of the Hill. Same thing. Yeah, all the same game modes that we're used to and love.
I think of that as a plus.
Yes, I do too.
Paywall.
All right, so like I said, there is a free battle pass currently. The development team has said that they're going to have a paid battle pass as soon as the beta is over, which the beta is supposed to be over in mid-August. So if you want to play this and get on that free battle pass, this is the time to do that. There is only one currency in this game. It's called Split Coins. And that's used, obviously, to purchase your battle pass when that comes available as non-free. There's skins for the different operators that you can play as. There's gun skins, which most of the gun skins are unlockable. There's a lot that is unlockable as you do get more kills with each gun, do different objectives with the guns, just like in Call of Duty, where you do your... What is it? What's the word I want?
Camo?
Yeah, the camo. It's basically like the camouflage objectives that you have in Call of Duty. And so there's a bunch of those that you can unlock for each gun, each weapon. And then once you unlock all of them, you get the golden version of said weapon. And then there's skins that you can buy for those guns. There's skins for your jetpack. There's skins for your portal. Your portal gun. There's skins for your portal. There's skins for the oddball. There's sprays. Now, the thing though with the sprays, Lincoln, did you play on console?
Yeah.
Okay. I did not notice a button to use your spray.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Did you?
There, you press up on the D-pad and you press and hold on it, and there's the emote wheel. You can inspect your weapon and you can spray and you can do your little dance, your little cringy dance thing.
Okay, so you actually have to hold the up on the D-pad to be able to access it. Okay, I did not realize that. Let's see, I think that's all there is to purchase in this game.
Yeah, I didn't look into that side of things.
Oh, there are loot boxes in this game.
Oh, yeah, there are loot boxes, but I don't think you can earn the loot boxes. Were you able to purchase them?
I heard that you don't... I'm pretty sure either you don't get any for free anymore after a certain level, or you get less or something, but I'm not completely sure, but I know you get them from doing challenges.
Yeah, I know there was challenges that you could do, and like once you get to a certain level, there's like weekly challenges that open up, and you can get the loot boxes. But the loot boxes are all for, like, I think they're like everything that's available, and you get the different tiers, you know, your rares, your ultra rares, your legendaries out of each loot box. But there's like, I've gotten quite a few so far, and I've been happy with what I've gotten. But I didn't see, like, they may monetize that part of it in the future, but as of right now, like, if you want to purchase a skin that's available, most of them you can just purchase them outright. And the prices on the coins aren't bad at all. I think the lowest was 99 cents, and you got like 400 split coins, if I'm not mistaken. And 400 was enough to get like one of the lower tiered skins on some of the items. So they're not really, they're not price gouging
not
you at all.
Inflated price. Yeah, and I hope that they keep that up. Like, I have this opinion where I think maybe places, like, games could make a lot more money if they weren't so aggressive with their pricing. Like, there have been so many games we played where I'm still playing them or had played them for a while, but I found it hard to chuck in a buck because I really wasn't getting much of a return for it. You know, like if someone puts $50 into a game, that should just buy them a whole bunch of stuff, you know? And for the one, like the games we've seen in the past, a lot of times you don't get much for putting that kind of money into a game. So I would like to see that continue. And I think giving people a large quantity of things to pick through will also encourage them to continue purchasing.
Replayability.
So like I said, I didn't get to play much this week because of the queue times. But I played this morning, and after I was done, my son and I went to lunch, and I couldn't wait to get back to play more. Now, little did I know, I wasn't going to be able to. So definitely in this beta phase, the queue times affect replayability. Was, you know, if I were to say, if I were able to get right back into the game, I would have been on it most of the day today. I think the gameplay is super fun. The queue, like once you're in the game, the wait between actual matches is pretty short. And
it re-queues you too.
There's like,
yeah,
barely
you can
anything.
Re-queue right away. And there's voting in between, like what match you or what map you're going to do. There's several maps. I don't know how many exactly. And I'm sure that's the sort of thing they'll keep adding later.
I think the count is 8 maps right now, or maybe 10. I know whenever they did the... So initially it was supposed to drop... The entire game was supposed to drop on July... Hold on, I got to check the date. Come on. July the... I think it was the 27th that it was supposed to drop originally. And when that date came and they had the server issues because of how many people were playing, they dropped the game that was like all the updates that they were going to do previously as the final, like as the release of the full game. And that include two new maps and a bunch of other fixes and stuff like that. Like originally they didn't have the ability to, console didn't have the ability to rebind any of their keys. And that was really frustrating to me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And enough people in the Discord and on Twitter said to them that they would like to have the ability to bind their keys on console. And that was the day one that they dropped it, you know, update. So I think I want to say it's 10 maps now. if I'm not mistaken. And I'm sure, I know they're going to add more maps. And in fact, one of the maps too looks and feels very similar to the Halo 2 map Midship. I don't know if you got to play on that one, Jeff.
I want to say I did. I don't remember playing anything that looked like it, but I remember some of the layout being familiar. There was one map I hate. Listen, creators of first-person shooter games and these competitive ones, please don't make maps where I can walk off the level. I hate that. Like, there's one map where there's, like, these scaffolds or whatever that you walk between. And if you are not good at controlling your character with the keyboard, like some people, me, you walk into a pit of despair. Just reason for that to be in a multiplayer shooter game.
Just plug in your controller.
But I don't want to, because I like controlling with, I like aiming with the mouse. I'm just not that great at walking with the keyboard yet. I'm learning.
Oh, okay. You're a learner.
Yes.
Well, I mean, there's a few maps that I've fallen off of quite regularly. There's a map where down at the bottom, there's like lava, and I've fallen in that multiple times. Yep. And actually, an issue that I have a lot is I get hung up on the corners of the map a lot. Like, there's a couple maps where there's like shrubberies or potted plants and corners and stuff, and I get hung up on those and get killed.
Yeah. I mean, it's a minor complaint from me, but I just don't like it when games have that. Halo did it, though, and I just, in a multiplayer, like, I should only ever be killed by the enemy or myself. And I guess technically you can argue walking off the map is, you know, self-harm, but please don't do that.
But yeah, highly replayable, you know, especially if you want to keep going in on it. Like, just like any Halo multiplayer,
I think you're going to want to play. Like, once you're in the game, I think the amount of wait between games is shorter than Halo.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
It just feels like, and that's really helps the replayability, where you know you're not going to have to sit and wait and wait and wait to get into the next game. And I like that about it, and it makes me want to keep playing it more because it's easy to just do one more round.
Yeah. Now, Namek said he felt like there was bots in this game. How did you guys feel?
I was doing pretty well. Now, I don't know if that means there are bots, but I can't see why you would need bots if you're having server capacity issues.
Well, yeah, I agree with that, but also they went from 400 concurrent players at a time to an overabundance, so...
Yeah, I mean, there could be bots, and it wasn't that frustrating, so there probably was bots. I was enjoying myself, so...
What about you, Lincoln?
So when I first started playing, I literally had a match of Oddball, where I sat in a room with an Oddball for like 10 minutes. I got 26 kills and zero death. And they were acting incredibly stupid. They weren't like trying to portal their way in an obvious and easy way to the room I was camping in or anything. They just kept turning around the corner of the door and running straight toward me and trying to shoot me. They weren't strategizing at all. They just acted real. I don't think it's all bots, but a lot of them acted really dumb until I was like level 15 or something.
So potentially there could be bots. I didn't. There was a couple times I felt like, yeah, maybe. But then other times I'm like, I don't know. Like I think that there's the learning curve on this, especially with the portal system. People are trying to play too much like Halo and not like Portal Halo Hybrid. And so like the learning curve on it's a little bit steeper, I would say. But then again, I'm not, you know.
No, I would say it's steeper because there is that extra mechanic. But it doesn't make a huge difference to me right now. And if the game continues to be popular, you would think that they could do away with bots or at least make them optional. Because I'm of the mind, even though, Like, if I don't know that there's bots in there, I probably will think I'm the man. But in this type of game, I would hope there wasn't. And it's not something like a battle royale where you have to fill a 100-player lobby. Whereas that, I could be like, oh, maybe you put bots in there. But in a multiplayer game like this, bots shouldn't be necessary.
Yeah, and definitely not with the explosion of the player base that they've had. Yeah.
Well, it used to be really small. When you have a small game, you kind of have to put bots in it, or else it'll be super empty.
Totally. Like, I completely understand when you have a player base of 400. So that hopefully that's, if there are bots still in there, the plans are to remove them, because with the demand that the game has now garnered, I really don't think that they should be necessary.
Yeah, time to turn that switch off. If it's the even there.
I stomped every level. I've stomped every lobby until like level 15, then got very humbled. So I think I was getting bots until then.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, because you don't unlock the ranked mode until level 15. So I could see that.
Judgment.
All right. So at the end of each episode, we vote on whether the game deserves our seal or not, and requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Lincoln, since you're our guest this week, what do you say?
I mean, it's a super fun game. It's probably really nostalgic and familiar for Halo players. I've never played a Halo game, but it still feels very fun to me. It just feels really fast-paced and fluid. You can switch weapons you can switch weapons quickly. The time to kill is long, which means the gameplay does not encourage camping. And it's just really innovative and creative, besides the fact that it's literally Halo. So it gets my seal.
Yeah, and the time to kill is, as someone who grew up on Halo, that's kind of one of the things I miss a little bit on more modern shooters, is if you get shot first or they're behind you, you're pretty much done. But in a Halo game, you have some time to escape or hit a corner, or, you know, and especially in a game like Splitgate, where you can escape in a very creative way, it's nice that they added that. Am I going next? Am I going to say how I feel?
You might as well.
All right, yeah. It's the fact that there might be bots might hurt a little bit, because I was having a lot of fun playing, but if I'm just shooting bots and I'm not having to deal with lobbies filled with high caliber players where you get in there and you just get murdered right away, that could sway things. But like Lincoln said, I mean, if you like Halo or love Halo like I did, it fills that gap. It scratches that itch. And the portal mechanic works so well in a first-person shooter that it definitely, while feeling familiar, is fresh. So it will definitely get my seal of approval.
I was afraid you weren't going to get to play it enough to be able to decipher.
It was close. Like, that's the big problem. And they know it, so there's no reason to criticize them for it. They know that the queue times are a problem. And I almost didn't get to play it this week. They're that bad. And Scott's more patient than I am, I guess, because, well, you just turn it on and wait. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I can't be bothered. I've been playing too much Storybook Brawl still. So I just played that instead. But it is good when you do get in. Everything runs really well. It's not buggy or glitchy, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, this game has very smooth gameplay. It really feels a lot like Halo 2 did for me when I used to play that, and I love the crap out of Halo 2. Jeff can attest to that, right, Jeff?
I preferred 1, but that's okay.
Well, I preferred 2 because that was the first iteration of online play,
yeah,
with Halo.
Absolutely. I just liked living in the world before online play, where I thought I was the best Halo player of all time because I would smash all my friends. And then when Halo 2 came out, I realized I was not that great. So I prefer Halo 1.
I mean, you were decent enough. You, me, and Ernesto would team up and we would wipe the floor with a lot of people.
But yeah, I just...
Yeah. So yeah, this is a very, very familiar feeling. I have played Portal before, so I understand the mechanic well enough that I can, like, do something with it. And yeah, I have to second everything everybody has said so far. This is definitely going to get my seal. I will definitely be playing this more often. I hope that once the server stability comes up, that like Jeff and Cody and Jason will all play this together, you know, get into a match where there's five of us playing.
I was telling Jason about him. Like, yeah, this is the game we're playing. And he pulled it up on Twitch. He's like, this looks really fun. The testament of what really, whether something gets my seal or not, because there's plenty of things I've given my seal to that I've taken off of my device. But Storybook Brawl and now Splitgate are not going to be getting deleted because I do plan on playing some more after we're done, you know, so that's as high of a praise as I can give any game that Scott has made me play in the past, 3 years or so.
Yeah, we're 3 years in.
Maniac.
Yep. All right. We do have some commentary from Namek.
I got it. Splitgate isn't a bad game. This is from Namek. But it doesn't really accomplish much. A first-person shooter meets Portal sounds amazing on paper, but it really ends up being an experience not worth remembering. This is borderline more a first-impression commentary since I played about 20 matches altogether. When I was finally able to test the game out, I found that portals weren't really used except for keep-away mode called Oddball. The maps feel too small, even though it's 4v4. And the modes are almost all some variant of deathmatch, whether it be shotgun sniper rifles or headshot insta-kills. It's still just a glorified deathmatch mode. I saw more modes unlocked at level 10, but by level 3 I was already fairly bored of the deathmatch modes. The maps were proven too small for me since I was accidentally spawn killing at times because people would spawn right in front of my running path. The guns also seemed too similar in my opinion. Same scope on scoped weapons, no customization to my knowledge besides skins. Even with all this sounding negative, I still give a seal for a few reasons. One, the price of free is agreeable. Two, those who love early Halo games will likely feel nostalgic while playing this. Not me, he says. Whatever. Three, for the loot box addict, there's plenty of cosmetics to unlock and loot boxes to gain from matches. Four, the game is relatively free of bugs. Side note, highly recommended waiting until servers are upgraded before playing. Queue times, there is a period there. My eyesight's bad. Queue times for many were over 90 minutes long, and I discovered by staying in the game that there was no AFK disconnect timer instituted by the developer. Not a huge deal once you got in, but if every player decided to never log off, the queue times would be nearly infinite. So the developer's decision to not AFK kick allowed to wait longer for experience with game. To sum up, give the game a go because free. I'll try more next month or two, but I don't have lasting among all the already overpopulated FPS genre besides the price point. There's no reason to play this over Valorant, CSGO, or Rogue Company unless you love objective-free small-scale deathmatches. Okay, now, real quick, this game's way better than the three games he mentioned. Valorant, CSGO, and Rogue Company are different because they all have basically the same base game mode of that CSGO life. This is not like that. So I would say that would be a reason to play it over those specific three titles.
This is just not the right game for Namek. It's not a bad game. It's just not for him.
With the commentaries this man writes, to start a corner of the show just called Storytime with Namek, and we would read his dissertations on all of these games.
I don't know why he's not writing for the Gaming Nexus.
He has kids.
Well, I mean, I have kids. I'm starting to write for them.
Well, so?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
He has
kids. Not everyone is you.
Wait, he has two kids now.
Okay.
All right. So the next game we're going to be playing is going to be Pokemon Unite on the Nintendo Switch.
Yay!
Since it's not out on mobile quite yet.
Yeah, and I think it'll be fun on mobile, but it's nice for once to have a MOBA on controller. It's just nice. Anyway, so we'll play that. Yeah, anyway, so check it out. Facebook.com/BudgetArcade. You could go there. You could find us. You could also go to BudgetArcade.com. You could go there and find us. Don't forget Twitter and Instagram, Budget Arcade. That's at Budget Arcade. And then on your Twitch.tvs and your TikToks, respectively, it's Budget Arcade Podcast.
And you can find Lincoln in our Discord. I don't know if you have any other socials, Lincoln.
No.
So, yeah, the only social you'll find Lincoln in is our Discord. We have exclusive rights to him.
Yeah.
You can find Mark and me arguing.
Oh, yes. Is it? Yeah, that's worth it alone. To watch Mark be upset. Oh, it's worth it.
Right?
It's so much fun.
I love how you trolled him, just because.
I have to commend you on calling him out for his playtime. I do appreciate that, despite it getting you blocked from his PlayStation profile.
That was absolutely hilarious.
He was so butthurt.
Yeah, he really was. We love you, Mark.
We do.
Yeah, right. Mark is cool, but that was funny.
Definitely. If you want to help support us, you can do so on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/budgetarcade. Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Imagineville Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.